You know, it's powerful in how God operates, you know, because we're going to talk about out of the comfort zone tonight. Out of the comfort zone. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. First, I want to tell you what the comfort zone is. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. In verse 3, would you read it with me? Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of, you know what word says, all? You might want to underline that. Sometimes we think, oh, he only comforts me when, no, he's a comfort of all. All. He comforts all. He's the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now, I'm not talking about soulishness. I'm talking about the comfort of the Spirit. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation or comfort also abounds through Christ. In verse 6, now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope is for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation or partake of the comfort of God. There is an area where there is a comfort zone, and in this comfort zone, it is all about the Spirit, not about soulishness. It's about the Spirit. Is everybody with me? There is a comfort zone, and there is a good comfort zone, isn't there? And this good comfort zone only comes by God. Everybody with me? Go to John 14. Are you all right tonight? You've been comforted and going to the other location. Now we go to a new location and we come out of the comfort zone. Amen? Oh. And John 14, 15. If you love me, what? Keep my commandments, and I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, or he's called here the comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the whole world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So we see here the Holy Spirit is the comforter. He's the helper. And he will tell you truth and lead you to all truth that frees us from torment so that we may be comforted. Does everybody understand that? See, he's going to guide you, he'll lead you, and he'll tell you truths, because the Bible says truth sets you free. What are you being freed from? Torment. So that you may be what? Comforted. By who? The Holy Spirit. The presence of God. Amen? Does everybody get it? See, this is a good comfort zone, isn't it? This is an area where you know that there's safety in his presence. This is a good comfort zone. But then there's another zone that I want to talk about where God is saying you got to come out of. Go to Psalm 91. You know, we are in a new season. And in this new season, it's time to come out of the comfort zone. Your comfort zone. Everybody has their little comfort zones. That's how walls are built. Hello? That's how people get isolated. They have comfort zones. They build certain comfort zones in their life. But those are not good comfort zones. Those are comfort zones of self. And they actually bring bondage. But the comfort zone we're talking about right now is the comfort zone where God establishes. In Psalm 91, 1 through 7, would you read it? Now, I'm going to ask you to change some things in here, so read along with me. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my what? My refuge and my fortress. My God in whom I will trust. Well, that's comfort, isn't it? Surely He will deliver me. Say me. From the snare of the follower or enemy. And from the prevalence of pestilence. He shall cover me with His feathers. And under His wings I shall take refuge. You see what you're saying here? His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. That is comfort, isn't it? That is a comfort zone which God establishes in His presence, directed by His Holy Spirit. Are you with me? In this comfort zone, there is a place of protection. Trust. Rescue. Truth. Peace. Rest. Freedom. Refreshing. And victory over fear. It's in His presence and directed by the Holy Spirit of comfort. You want me to repeat that? This comfort zone is a place of protection, trust, rescue, truth, peace, rest, freedom, refreshing, and victory over fear. In His presence is His comfort zone, and it's directed by the Holy Spirit of comfort. This is a good comfort zone. Go to Genesis 3 and verse 1. You there? Let's read it together. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "As God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden." Now listen, the Bible says that the serpent is the most cunning. He's the most what? Cunning. He'll trick you in a minute, man. In other words, he is deceptive. Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." And of course, the serpent responded and said to the woman, "You're not going to surely die, are you? Come on. You really believe what you heard?" See, because the serpent is the most cunning beast that God created, his weapon is deception. That's how he gets people into the trap of fear. What does he do? He takes them and lures them out of the comfort zone of God and brings them into false comfort. Are you with me? And what he'll do then, and then he'll not only will he mislead them, but he leads them into fear. And there is an area where fear will promote false comfort. Go to Philippians 4. How many of y'all been God's kicking you out of your comfort zone? Glory. It's a new season. See, sometimes God is trying to get you out of your comfort zone to get you in the right comfort zone because he's trying to get something to you. You know, people cry out to God, "Oh, Lord, use me." And then when he does, or when he tries to, people won't get in position to be used. You know, because they're too comfortable. In Philippians 4, verse 6, it says what? Be anxious for nothing. Hello? Be anxious for nothing. I mean, I'm telling you, nothing means zero. Anxious means fear. Desire to want something right away. that's where fear will remove you out of God's comfort zone and put you into a false one. Because you'll feel comforted that you've accomplished something, but it wasn't God. And you've just entered the false comfort zone. And the devil, his greatest weapon is what? Deception. See, if he can deceive you, you got to remember something. The devil always takes everything of God and tries to defile it or duplicate it. But he duplicates it so people fall into the trap thinking it is of God when it isn't. And in the end result, they finally go, oh my God, that wasn't the Lord. Why? Because they entered the wrong comfort zone. Are you with me? It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. By prayer and supplication, that means relationship. Amen? That means you're praying, you're seeking, you're going after the Lord. And while you're praying, you know what comes? His presence. He says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. So this is an area where we want to maintain this true place of comfort. And that's through relationship, isn't it? Prayer and supplication brings his presence and peace in the comfort zone. We are making an exchange of the comfort zone of the world and flesh to the comfort zone of the Spirit. That exchange must be constant. You must come out of yourself in the areas of your comfort. False comfort brings false peace, brings laziness, brings compromise, brings complacency and disobedience. And I'll repeat them. The false comfort zone brings false peace, laziness, compromise, complacency, and disobedience. It is an enemy strategy to prevent the will of God to progress and spread. It is a strategy of the enemy right now. You remember, the Holy Spirit guides us to all truth, doesn't he? He tells us things to come. That's why he's revealing this now. Because he's trying to get the body of Christ right now out of the comfort zone. Because it is a strategy of the enemy to bring God's children into the false comfort zone. Are you with me? The false comfort zone. Now listen to this. Brings a false sense of accomplishment. It brings a false sense of accomplishment and initiates fear and promotes pride. It initiates fear and it promotes pride. It also establishes traditions of bondage and refuses to change. That's just the way I am. Bummer, you can stay that way. Your comfort zone is not my dad's comfort zone. Now I'm going to share this one more time. It brings a false sense of accomplishment. Did you ever notice when you accomplish something, you have peace? All right, yes, I finished it. You better be careful. That's why you must give glory to God, or you'll get snagged in that comfort zone of self. That's the enemy's tactic. Yeah, but I don't need to listen to this stuff. I know it. You are deceived already. You're in the wrong zone. You're in the wrong zone, and the enemy's already got you snagged. Because you're in the comfort of what you know instead of who you know. Well, I know him. Well, if you knew him, you'd obey him. Brings a false sense of accomplishment. Initiates fear. People are afraid to change. What if? And promotes pride. I know it. I heard this before. Establishes traditions of bondage. And refuses to change. Hello? This is what it does to an individual in the wrong zone. Look at addiction for a minute. Look at the false comfort zone that has. Amen? People go to get medicated because they sense it's comfort. People go to bars. There are people who can't talk to someone unless they have a bottle of booze in them.
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Amen? Come on, remember how the world is. There's a false comfort in the world. The world is comforted in how much money is in their pocket. It's false. It's false in who they know in high places instead of who is the ruler of all high places. They are comforted in a false comfort zone. Addiction is a false comfort zone. It enslaves a person to fear the change. It's one of the hardest things. You know, when people go into discipleship, you know, think about it. What are they doing? In a new place or whatever. People go into a drug program. The struggle and the fight because they've been so comforted. But it's been false comfort that they're afraid to step in. People are afraid to let people go who are associated in their past because they've been so comforted. But it's been the wrong comfort. False comfort. Same thing with jobs. Some people are afraid because they're so comfortable in their job. Yes, this is what I want. This is, and God's trying to move them. But they won't listen to God. They turn him off because of the comfort zone. One of the areas of false comfort zone that brings deafness. Look, do you ever really look at the word environmental? Environment, but environmental. It's mental, isn't it? Hello? Sometimes God is trying to get a person to change locations, and they won't, but they're so comforted in their environment. Remember the environment that you used to live in, and it was comfortable. Even though you were tormented, you couldn't leave it because you had false comfort. And it brought what? Bondage, didn't it? People are still trying to run back to the world and try to run back to that false comfort because it's deception. There is a difference between your comfort zone and God's comfort zone. The Israelites became comfortable with the provisions of God in the wilderness. God provided everything. They became comfortable till they ended up grumbling and complaining. And God had enough, killed a few of them. So that's it. You know what they did? They lost gratitude and gratefulness. You know, people get comfortable with God's provisions and lose respect of God. Why? Because it brings the comfort. It brings an attitude. They stop seeking and just expecting. They only go to God to get and not to give. And then when God doesn't give, they go back to the worldly comfort. Saul became comfortable as a king and began to do his own thing. Amen? Think about it. And God lifted the anointing, didn't he? Samson became comfortable with the mighty anointing and strength. Every time he just expected a way of escape, he would just break the bonds. It didn't matter. He said, I'll just do it again. He became comfortable. Until one day God lifted the anointing from him and he didn't even know he lifted it. But he became so comfortable in the strength and the anointing that he thought he had a legal right to sin. Because he was under false comfort. And the anointing lifted, and he didn't even know it lifted, and he still tried to serve God. And there are many out there right now in the body of Christ still trying to serve God when the anointing of service has lifted from them. Because of disobedience. They became comfortable. Amen? And look what happened to Samson. He ended up blind, right? He became a slave. And many more. You can talk, even King David became comfortable when it was time for the kings to go out to war, right? What did he do? He hung out. He said, well, I'm cool. A little popcorn and TV, and I'll just go on my porch and kick my legs up. Hallelujah. Then he saw Bathsheba and fornicated, killed his right-hand man, and man, all kinds of stuff happened after that because he got comfortable in his position. He was king, and he took advantage of it. Why? Because that false comfort will promote pride. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 4. Are you all right? In verse 12. 1 Peter 4, verse 12. Out of the comfort zone. Come out! Would you read it with me? Verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Let me share something with you. God will allow a trial in your life to get you out of the comfort zone. Hello? He will allow a trial. If I was to ask how many people are going through trials, every one of you should be raising your hand. Why? Because trials, everybody goes through a trial. When you finish one, you go to another. Never stops. Well, you live in a fallen world, don't you? The enemy's always going to resist everything, but you can just tell him it's futile. Resistance is futile. But the resistance will be there, but behind every circumstance is a what? Favor of the Lord. See, he's trying to get us out of our comfort zone so we can touch his favor. So circumstances and afflictions and trials will come before you. He said, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached or insulted or accused, for the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the spirit of glory and God rests upon you. On their part he's blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or an evildoer, as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet, if any of suffers as a what? Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, if the righteous are scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Those who suffer according to the what? Will of God. It's a testing of life. Now, judgment has come to the house of God already. It's happening. God has been shaking the church. It's time to come out of your comfort zone and come out of the boat. Remember when Jesus sent the disciples and he said, listen, you guys get in the boat, I'll meet you on the other side. I don't think they really got it. I don't think anybody said anything. They just said, okay. I don't think anybody ever thought, okay, how is he going to get to the other side? They just got in a boat, they obeyed God, right? Okay, I'm going to do it. Then in the middle of the sea, in the middle, where nobody can swim either way, trouble comes. And during this trouble, they got out of their comfort zone. And when Jesus came strolling up, walking on the water, everybody freaked. They all thought they were going to die. And he said, listen, it's me. Be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. And everybody was still underneath their pillows and thinking about what they're going to throw overboard to try and survive. And Peter was the one that had the boldness. See, it's a season to become bold now. It's a time for boldness. It's a time for boldness to stand up for what is right. It's a time for boldness to stand up for truth. It's a time for boldness to stand up. Not to sit down and be comfortable, but to stand up. It's that time now. And Peter had the boldness and said, Lord, if that's really you, I'm going to check this out. I'm coming out of my comfort zone. And I'm going to ask you, if this is you, command me to walk on this water too. Whoa. And he said, come on. Peter did. And he began to walk in the water. Except for the circumstances again brought him back into his comfort zone. The first thing he thought, oh my God, I'm walking on water. And he began to lean on his own understanding. And he began to sink. And Jesus grabbed his hand and pulled him up. And of course he said, oh, you little faith. Come on. I'm right here in front of you. And that night when my leg got healed, that's what I saw. I was standing behind the pulpit. And they told me I was going to be messed up. Couldn't work or do anything for 4 months. Can you imagine not playing football for 4 months? That was torment. And I saw the Lord when he said, I want you to walk. And I put my foot down and a pain ripped up my leg. And I'm thinking, man, is that really you? And it was almost like I saw myself in the boat. And it was like, okay, if that's you, command me to walk. And he said, walk. And when I did, I got healed. Oh, I was glad. My wife was very happy. She was very happy when I walked in with the house with the crutches on my shoulder. Hallelujah. She was praising God. Hallelujah. But see, in this season that we're in this time, we've got to come out of our own comfort zone and become bold. Everybody said, you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'll die for you. Yeah, right. And then you get tested and everybody runs into their little shell of comfort. In Psalm 11, verses 4 and 5, would you read it? Praise God. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold and his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous. Are you righteous? Is anybody here unrighteous? He says he tests the what? Righteous. So if you're underneath the righteousness of God, you're going to be tested. And what are you being tested for? You're going to be tested of your heart, and you're going to get tested so you get out of the comfort zone. Because people begin to rely and get comforted by what they learn, what they know, circumstance, all kinds of other things. And God is saying, listen. And it prevents an individual from going to places because they've got so caught up in their comfort zone. It says, the Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Jesus. Whew. Testing comes to move you out of false comfort. You get it? In John 6, John chapter 6, in verse 5 and 6. And Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered and said, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew Simon, Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many people? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now, Jesus was causing his disciples to come out of their comfort zone. But remember, he said this to test them because they already saw what Jesus had done before. But immediately they went back to 7-Eleven. Okay, who's got cash? We got to feed these people. Where's the local corner store? See, they went back to their comfort zone, didn't they? When Jesus was testing them to see where they were. He was trying to bring them out of their comfort zone, so he told them, have them sit down. Those guys were all going, uh-oh. You know, they might have thought money was going to come from heaven. And they'd be able to go to the 7-Eleven. They didn't know Jesus was just going to have them carry around baskets and it was just going to multiply. But see, they had to come out of their comfort zone, didn't they? Are you with me? He tested them to come out of their comfort zone. Many of your afflictions are to get you out of your comfort zone. 2 Chronicles chapter 32. I mean, I lost my job to get me out of my comfort zone? You betcha. I mean, this happened and that happened? Yes. Yeah. God's getting you out of your comfort zone. It's a new season, right? How many of y'all want to enter this season in boldness? Well, it's time. In verse 31, I believe. Oh, yeah. Cool. However, regarding the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, whom they sent to him to inquire about the wonder that was done in the land, God withdrew from him in order to what? Test him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Sometimes God will withdraw from you because he knows you're caught up in your comfort zone. The problem is when people are really caught up in their own comfort zone, they don't realize God is withdrawn from them. And they get caught up in religion. I'm telling you, religion is killer. But God will withdraw himself. Samson became religious. Saul wanted to do everything himself. If the prophet didn't show up, he was willing to take it over. He was willing to get out of his position to fulfill his own will. Or he couldn't wait, even though it was the will of God he was trying to fulfill. But you know, God's will is always God's timing, isn't it? If it's not in God's timing, it's not in God's will. That's why people get married out of season. They get married. People purchase things out of season because it's not God's time. And all kinds of trouble happen. So God sometimes will withdraw himself to test your heart to get you out of your comfort zone. Are you with me? Go to Judges 7 and verse 4. But the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Oh, you're talking about coming out of your comfort zone? Come on, Gideon started off with what, 20-something thousand guys and ended up with 300? He was totally out of his comfort zone. And the Lord said, hey, wait a minute, Gideon. The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water and I will test them for you. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you, and whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So God took Gideon out of his comfort zone, didn't he? In fact, he called him a man of honor, valor. Gideon was like, who? You talking to me? No way, I'd rather just stay in the barn and sift wheat. That's where I belong right now. And the Lord said, no. You're coming out of the barn. You're coming out of your comfort zone. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to come out of your comfort zone. God took Gideon out of the comfort zone to trust so God can reveal his mighty hand. See, sometimes the Lord takes you out of your comfort zone so not only can you trust him, do you understand that? He wants to show you who he really is. So many times we don't give God an opportunity to reveal who he is. We're too busy trying to play God. Glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is going to move you out of your comfort zone, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Whoa. And testing of trust. He wants to know what you're looking at. Are you relying on your comfort or the things you see? Or are you coming out of your comfort zone and realizing that what you don't see is more real? 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. By coming out of your comfort zone, God is establishing a stronger foundation. You know, when you build a house that has one floor, the foundation is only established for one floor. When you are building a house that has two or three floors, the foundation must be established to maintain and withhold the second and the third floor. And sometimes God will allow you to go into the comfort zone that's established by Him, where the foundation is being built. But then He decides to add another floor. And what He has to do is take you out of your comfort zone so that the foundation is established. He imparts in you things where you're able to go up to another level. Do you understand? Everything still relies on the foundation. Everything. And there's sometimes God takes you out of the comfort zone to reestablish and build the foundation for you to get to the second floor. And then He'll take you out again. Didn't Paul go to the third heaven? Look at the foundation Paul had. But it was built, wasn't it? Some people are satisfied with one floor. Some people are satisfied with two floors. I'm on all the floors. I want it all. In verse 11, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus the Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, what kind of foundation is that? False comfort. Each one's work will what? Become clear. For the day will declare it because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which has been built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved. Yet so is through the fire. So there are individuals. Now let me share something. There are individuals trying to do second floor ministry with a first floor foundation. Come on. And they constantly collapse. Constantly collapse. They can't get. They're trying to do second floor and third floor ministry. And they're still only got a first floor foundation. Hello? Glory to God. That is the final testing. Your works. Are you with me? Your works. That's the final testing, isn't it? That's going to be tested before God. Your works are either going to burn or you'll receive a reward. But it truly is time to come out of the comfort zone that we have established in our own lives by the voice of the stranger. Look at the difference in the foundation that the world has compared to what you have. Sometimes you need to just go back to the basics. Amen? Sometimes we just need to go back to the basics because our original foundation is beginning to have cracks. And we need to go back and repair the main foundation. If the main foundation begins to crack, I don't care what level you are, it will all crumble, won't it? So we are truly in a season of coming out of the comfort zone that we have established by the voice of the stranger or by the environment of the world. And God is trying to bring us boldness to come out. We must come out of our comfort zone. Remember, our victories will be established by doing, not waiting. Are you understanding that? by doing. Do you know while you're waiting, you're doing? See, so many people just believe that waiting is doing nothing. But while you're waiting, you should be doing. And what are you doing? You're building another foundation so that what you've been called to do can establish. If your God is getting ready to bring you to a second foundation in ministry or in your walk with God, what does He do? While you're waiting, He's actually building the foundation to maintain the second floor. See, so sometimes He'll pull you back and people go, well, I'm not doing anything, but you are doing something. He's imparting in you. He's testing you. He's lifting Himself from you to see where your heart is at. Why? Because He's trying to reestablish and either fix your original foundation or strengthen the foundation to handle a second or third floor. But you must come out of your comfort zone. See, some people won't even come out of their comfort zone, and God can't, they won't allow God to repair the original foundation. Are you getting this? And this is where we're going right now. This is what's happening. This is what's going on. God is repairing original foundations, and He's reestablishing foundations for second and third floor ministry. Why? So we can go out there and cast out devils. So we can go out there and be a witness. So that the fear of the comfort zone that we used to have is diminished in our life. And we will not look at ourselves. We'll come to the end of ourselves to do whatever He wants to do. If He says walk on water, you'll walk on water even if you're drowned. But you won't, will you? Now listen, He's not going to tell you to go jump off cliffs and stuff, okay? Yeah, I'm coming out of my comfort zone. No, you just gone in the stupid zone. He is establishing the foundation in the body to prepare right now. It is a serious season again. We are in an arena where we must come out of the comfort zone. Come out of all comforts of our life in the area. We are placed in the comfort of Christ in His zone so that He can establish and build or repair the foundation so we can go forward. Just a simple teaching tonight. It's all it is. Simple teaching. Because God is telling us it's time to come out of the comfort zone. Why? Victories are won and established by what? Doing. Not waiting. Because while you're waiting, you are doing. What are you doing? He's causing you to repair, build, strengthen, and establish. Not things with gold and silver, but with things of the precious anointing of Christ Jesus. Amen? Everybody got it? You going to use it? You going to come out? Good. Lord, we thank You for Your word tonight. We are honored and blessed. We ask, Father, for boldness now. Boldness to come out of the comfort zone. Boldness, Father. Boldness. And Lord, we repent for every time You've tried to get us out of the comfort zone of ourself and the false comfort zone. And we repent, Lord, for fighting against You when You were trying to bring us into Your zone to repair, establish or strengthen our foundation. Lord, we repent and we ask for Your forgiveness. Now, Father, I plant a seed upon each and every one here tonight. I ask that You protect the seed that's been imparted and the revelation that's been imparted, that Your people tonight in this room will be able to come out of their comfort zone with boldness and the anointing in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed and give God glory.